shore up your finances. Financial advisors and experts, with the help of tweets, charts, and screeds, have reminded anyone and all who'll listen to avoid checking your 401k as the S&P 500 turns into a falling knife, and to avoid changing your investing plan simply because stocks are down sharply. That is good advice. It's nearly impossible to correctly time buying and selling stocks, and studies show that those who try it typically end up making far less in the long run and possibly even losing money. But even if you turn off CNBC and resist the temptation to check your investment account balance, market downturns get harder to ignore when they look like they'll be followed by recession, high unemployment, and stress on your personal bottom line. The most vulnerable, often believed to be young people about to graduate and launch their careers, and older people on the verge of retirement, may not be limited to who you think they are. A recent paper from the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College found that the youngest boomers, those currently between the ages of 55 and 60, have much less saved in their 401ks and IRAs than older boomers, in large part because many lost their jobs during the 2008 financial crisis and were only able to find lower-paying work when they re-entered the workforce. That is, in their 40s, as the youngest boomers were moving into what was supposed to be their peak earning years, they lost momentum and weren't able to recover, even though an historic economic expansion and stock market boom followed the Great Recession.